That was beautiful. Thank you. you're listening to Dancing Bears Radio Hour and 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. Welcome back to another hour of The Grateful Dead. This is a really favorite hour, special hour, because I was going on a run this morning and was like, oh my goodness, it's so sunny outside that I know what I'm going to be doing. And this was created at its inception maybe about an hour or so ago. I had a radio show a couple semesters ago, and this is the sequel to The Dead and their Sunshine Daydream, because it is just so beautiful outside. I'll see ya. Welcome. And we shall get ourselves started. This first song is going to be from Shakedown Street, and then we're gonna go on to Wake of the Flood, some good Bobby songs, and some good loving. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Good morning. In order, that was Good Lovin', classic Bobby song. Fun fact, actually, about Good Lovin' is it was originally written by Rudy Clark and Arthur Resnick, and it was the number one hit for the number one hit single for the Young Rascals in 1966. And then, of course, you know, it became super popular by the Dead. Actually, originally in 1969, when they first debuted it, it was actually a Pigpen song, which I didn't know. And then it turned into, obviously, a Bobby song, and that was the version that you heard off of Shakedown Street in 1978. And then the second one was kind of a little lesser-known Dead song. It's called Sage and Spirit. Rock Scully actually has a really incredible story of there was, in a hotel room, his daughters named Sage and Spirit were dancing on Bobby's bed, hotel bed, and he was like trying to, you know, play music and record, and was just like, bah. But he ended up creating the rhythm of that song to their jumping on the bed. And the flute actually mimics their laughter, which I thought was just so amazing. Okay, sorry. And then the last one was Here Comes Sunshine off of Wake of the Flood. Although if I had the 14 minutes more in this radio show, I would have played the one off of, there's a really, really good version in February of 73 off of it's the Curtis Hickson Convention Center in Tampa. Little fun facts coming at you. And next up is going to be probably one of my favorite, The Dead. They do this, they have songs that go together, and this is probably one of my favorite, and my dad's favorite. This is absolutely my dad's favorite. Well, I mean, sure, yeah, he also really likes Scarlet Fire, but no, I think this is my dad's favorite as well, so I'm really, really excited. So please enjoy off of the Nassau recordings.
Silver, come on, I'm like a cream. It's a quilt stuck out through a dream. I dream. Like a menage, a leaf of old colors plays a gold string fit up to a double. He waterfall all over my head.
silk trombone, I rang a silent bell beneath a shower of pearls in the eagle-winged palace of the queen chime. We'll be right back.
we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a few minutes. So everybody hang loose.
Quick, Sam, we're rolling.
We're rolling? Are you sure?
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Oh, we're rolling.
I told Sam I'm into dumb jokes these days.
And he's, for those of you who are just listening in and not viewing in, our Mun and Deer Spencer is rolling the window shade that broke. Oh no.
Yeah, unfortunately it seems like its best days are behind it. Oh. I'm sorry. I can't go on. The mic just broke. The mic just broke. You know, I'll say it. This is the best show I've been on in a while.
Well, thank you for starring, but maybe we can't go on breaking stuff. Good morning for those of you tuning in. We're having some malfunctions in the studio. And it is about time for our PSA announcement. Fun facts, Tufts Science, Technology, and Society has lunch seminars this spring, Fridays from noon to 1:15 in the Sophia Gordon Hall in the multipurpose room at 15 Talbot Avenue. Did you know that, Spencer?
In fact, I did know that. It's interesting that they changed the location. It used to be in SOGO multipurpose room, but I've been to a couple of the STS talks. I'm not sure if Moon is still in charge of the department, but I've gone to one on maker culture. There was one on algorithms that I went to. It's interesting. I mean, for me, like the interface between society and technology is a beautiful, beautiful thing because you can't separate them. And that's what STS is about. I've taken a bunch of classes, so I like the people and the professors. So definitely would recommend.
That's awesome.
Great PSA.
And the next one coming up is actually on cryptography and the politics of decentralization.
Whoa.
For also you math majors out there. I don't know, that sounds really fascinating to me. I didn't know that was going on. Wait, I think I'm going to attend the next one. So
heck yeah.
See everyone there.
Is there math related to decentralization?
Oh yeah, I mean,
graph theory.
Yeah, and we have a bunch of professors working on everything from looking at gerrymandering and literally mm-hmm. the mathematics behind it. We also have professors working on this really cool kind of this inverted problem of figuring out like the carbon content in certain sensors at certain points in time, like looking at companies in order to make sure they're complying with EPA standards and regulations.
That's super cool. Unrelated, but have you taken a class with Bruce? I hear he teaches an amazing class on math of inequality.
Yes, I have not taken
if
that.
If I was a math major at all, that would be...
Yeah.
Sweet STS hotspot. Plug in for Bruce's class.
Plug in.
I took a class with him at the SMFA. It was really fun. He's a very sweet man and a very intelligent man.
The SMFA?
Last semester, I was making dulcimer.
A dulcimer.
I'm a dulcimer. Are you familiar with the dulcimer?
I am. Actually, the dead. My dad got me into... all that kind of stuff.
Amazing.
Really cool kind of abstract musical instruments and stuff. Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah. Wow. Wait, thank you. For those of you tuning in, we just played probably one of the most famous and best dead, I don't know what you even call them, like transition songs. It was China Cat Sunflower into Know You Rider. And that was from this is like a classic kind of like desert island song from the Nassau May shows. This is probably like my Know You Rider's my like dad's favorite song, so I was thinking of him this morning. And fun fact actually that I didn't know is that Robert Hunter, who's obviously the man, the inception behind the lyrics, he mailed the lyrics from Mexico to the dead in 1967 because he was having like illusions of cats sitting on him. There might have actually been an actual cat, but who right. really knows?
And why that prompted him to send mail, I'm not sure.
All very good questions.
But boy, are we glad that he did.
We are glad that he did. next up, we're going to get back into that just like sunshine, like the epitome songs of what I think of, like when I think of the dead and sunshine and like Sugary and Run for the Roses, a Jerry song in there. Big moves. And yeah, and we'll be back and we'll still be doing very silly things. You can guarantee it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I feel that my presence has probably upped the silly content of this normally very serious content.
Very
sorry.
Serious content. Enjoy.
Please forget you knew my name, my darling. take his children home. It's the same story the crow told. It's the only one he knows. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Choice. I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know. Oh, how does the song go? Come hear Uncle John's band by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide.
Sugary from the Veneta, Oregon 1977 recordings. I had to, because they're entitled The Complete Sunshine Daydream Concert. Whoa. And then Run for the Roses off of Run for the Roses, Jerry's second to last live studio album, also recorded live.
But you said the Dead never play that one.
They never play that one. It's my favorite. I was saying, yeah, it's my favorite. And they never, it's fine. They never play it, though. It's fine.
Sam's not bitter.
I'm not upset. It's
not
fine.
Not upset for a band. That was playing when we weren't born.
Yeah. And we're going to end it because we're getting towards the end. Where did the time go, Spencer?
Way to turn it back on. I don't know. But if you find it, it's floating around somewhere. I really need it. Thanks.
Maybe it's in your back pocket. I'd check there. And for my keys, you know? Yeah. Well, with that, we will end it with probably one of my favorite songs live, Greatest Story Ever Told, and then in a wrap-up, Sunshine Daydream, closing the Winterland, and we're closing out our hour. Wow.
I think you are single-handedly bringing spring to Medford right now.
I hope so.
Giving it a go.
I'm trying my best. The first song will be what's known as the Pump Song, because apparently Mickey had a ranch, and he recorded a pump going, and then he put a background of log drums, and then he gave it to Bobby and was like, hey, like, here you go, try to do something with this. And then it turned out to be one of their most played songs, as we found out last week, thanks to our wonderful guests Isaac and Gabe. And then, you know, they featured it on their solo albums. Mickey's on Rolling Thunder, and then Bobby's on Ace in 72. Yeah, I think we're going to go for it. I think we're going to close it out. You ready?
Heck yeah. Thanks for having me on, Sam.
Of course. Thanks for joining this morning. Enjoy, everyone. This is The Greatest Story Ever Told, and then A Sunshine Daydream.
Sunshine daydream. Sunshine daydream.